It's Monday Best. Hello, it's John Gibbons. I'm joined by Carl Kopak, Kev Walsh, and by Mike Keary to talk about the weekend's football action and to look a little bit ahead as well to Leicester on Monday and see how we're all feeling about that on the back of Newcastle dropping points, but Manchester United winning. But first of all, I don't know about you, Kev, but my favourite footballing moment of the weekend wasn't anything that happened in the Premier League. It wasn't even anything in the playoffs, to be honest with you. And it was Barcelona getting legged off the pitch at Espanyol.
Honestly, the funniest thing about it was there was about one fella jumped on and they absolutely shit themselves immediately. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they were absolutely charged off the pitch, was it? One fella jumped over the barrier. He wasn't even past the stewards and they were all in the changes. Fucking shitbags. If you're gonna win the league, that's home of your rivals, and then start game with the big one on the pitch, you've got to back it up, haven't you? My favourite moment, though, was definitely that Pickford dive. What a shot that is, mate. Honestly, what a fella he is. Yeah, the Evertonians last week was calling the best keeper in the league after that Brighton game, and then he goes and throws that in. Honest to God, I was watching it live, and I was like, I looked at it and thought, what have I just watched there? And when I seen it back, I was like, that is insane. What the fuck is he planning there? Like,
I saw someone say, Mike, that it was like, you know, when you watch a film and it's like they've tried to recreate some football and the keeper does something. You're like, no one dives like that. Like, that's like, it's so black. It felt a bit like, I don't know, I was watching like a film Goal from the 90s. Yep. And it was like, you know, Sylvester Stallone throwing a mad dive in.
It was very Sylvester Stallone, wasn't
it? It was a green screen dive, have you ever seen one like, isn't it? Just drive him and make the ball at you in the film in post. I think that's what his head goes there is. But he does that, doesn't he? Like he's not so. It's mad with him, isn't it? Because he's not as bad as people make out all the time. But then when he is bad. And like, so he probably kept him in it at Brighton, didn't he? And I probably will only just about forgive Brighton if they go and do the business for us on Thursday. But I, like, they're a good football team, and then there's Jordan Pickford making saves. You think, oh, why is he like this on my games? And then he'll do this, and then the Origi one. There's plenty of other ones. He's just a great fella, and you know, actually built for Everton Football Club, which is nice, isn't it? Yeah.
They've got a history of that though as well. Because of Tim Howard, did he replace Tim Howard, or did they have someone in the middle? Like that Robles bloke for a bit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Tim Howard was just nuts. He was either absolutely brilliant or me.
Really, Tim Howard.